I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hi, I'm Amir Yasai, and yes, you are not seeing double. We are back again 2 days in a row for the reunion for Summer House. I am so excited, you guys, to dive right in. Trina, Jane, how are you guys doing?
Good. Happy to be back again.
I know. So excited. Like we said, we are back here for more Summer House vibes because we just can't get enough.
I know. We're so here for it. And the two of you are channeling Paige's fashion moments the whole season. I'm here for all of it. Okay, so before we dive right in, I want to know real quick, who was your favorite reunion look? Just right off the top.
Oh, I thought Hannah looked pretty amazing. I thought she was stunting on them for sure, especially on Luke. And I just liked her whole vibe. Her vibe was a little tougher, so it made the red look cooler. So I liked it.
Yeah. Janie?
I was a fan of Jules's royal blue moment. Yeah. I really liked it. I also loved the TikToks that they were posting of their transformations from quarantine to their looks. That was really fun. So I was living for those moments, especially.
Yeah, every time I try that TikTok thing, the beauty mode, I just look the same. I don't transform.
Oh,
it's really sad. It's really sad. I just look exactly the same. I'm like, what's
was that a flex?
It was a little bit of a flex. It was a little bit of a diss to myself. I don't know what it was, but I loved Paige's outfit. I thought it was so great that she couldn't even move her neck. I thought she really committed to the fashion. But yeah, let's dive in. And so what we're going to cover, we have a lot. The reunion was, it was basically three parts jammed into one. I hate when they do that because I'm like, I want it to kind of breathe a little bit, but they just fully went in. It seems like the villain of the reunion was Luke, which I didn't see that coming. He did not look good. And guess who looked great? Carl. Carl didn't see. Carl is sober.
Exactly.
I was like, what is happening? What exactly is happening? Yeah, sit
daytime
there, smile, look pretty. Yeah, it was daytime Carl.
Yeah.
It really was.
Carl.
He was quarantining in the Hamptons. It seemed, was he at Summer House? Like, was he at the house quarantine? I don't know.
Unclear.
It was very unclear about where he was.
He lives the lifestyle year round.
What if he did? What if he did and Carl just worked at the little Piggly Wiggly grocery store that I go to?
Then he'd be an American hero, honestly.
True. Wow, Jane, what a pivot. Yes, that is very true. Well, thank you to all our frontline workers. Okay. It's fabulous. And then we had Lindsay, quote Brene Brown. She was giving us a whole new Lindsay. Now I know what Jane meant when she said she was glowing. I was like, who is that? Like, she looked like freaking Scarlett Johansson. I was like, who is that?
The lighting was on point. She definitely found the natural light plus the ring light plus some LEDs. Like, she had it going on. And the glow up was so real when she started quoting Brene Brown, quoting Teddy Roosevelt. It was the quoteception I needed for Watch What Happens Live.
It was so meta. It was like she quoted a quote from a quote of a quote from a quote from the book. Like, I was how far are you from this quote?
I thought she was going to go off when she started quoting, but then she didn't. She like went opposite. And I was like, oh, I did not see where that was going. I liked the handle of that conversation.
And you now really know that the Teddy Roosevelt quote will be a Lindsay Hubbard quote.
Exactly.
To quote Lindsay Hubbard from the Summer House reunion, it's the man in the arena who counts.
And she'll accept
it. I love it.
She'll accept it.
I love this. It reminds me of when Ramona, or was it Dorinda, that quoted Tyler Perry on Real Housewives of New York? I think it was Dorinda. So a lot of times when these Bravo celebrities quote, like, famous quotes, it becomes their quote.
Pops off.
So it's kind of great. It's,
like
so
any great meme page, the Watch What Happens Live reunion can do that for us.
It really can. It really, really can. We're also going to have a fashion segment. We're not going to do any news because the whole reunion is news.
This is the news.
So let's dive right in. This is the news. We are the news. Let's dive right into our overall thoughts about the reunion, and then we'll kind of dissect all our little parts.
Perfect.
What were your overall thoughts? Janie?
You know, this was, I believe, we didn't know what to expect from a Zoom reunion from Summer House. And it was juicy. We had some real unexpected moments. This makes me very excited for Secrets Revealed next week, honestly, because there were a lot of secrets that we didn't get to see that happened. There were whole unfilmed moments that turned out to be the main beef of the reunion between Luke and Jules. So I'm excited for us to do another after show about Secrets Revealed, because my overall thought was there's so much more to know. And I can't wait to dive into more with Jules and Paige after this with Quarantine with the Stars, because there's a lot going on that needs to be unpacked. And so, yeah, my overall thought was it was very satisfying, but I'm still left wanting more.
For sure.
Absolutely. Like the last 5 minutes, I felt like that could have been an hour. It got like so fast tracked, and I was like, oh, like what do I listen to? And the way that Jules was coming in hot, even though she had some mic feedback, she was there to slay. She was the real gladiator that Lindsay was talking about.
Yes, she was in the arena, marred with blood and dust.
For real?
She was marred for sure.
I'm just going to be like clipping out excerpts of that quote, because that quote really like changed my life, and it clearly changed Lindsay's. So
It did.
Bring pieces into
this. Had you guys
heard
of that quote before? Because I
Yes.
I actually heard that before because I listened to Brené. So I was like, is she really quoting this? Okay, wow. All right.
Gina, of course, Brené Brown is a goddess.
She really is.
We stan.
Truly, truly, she is a goddess. We stand with her. By the way, side note, really odd side note, but I felt so old. Someone told me that standing someone has to do with Eminem's song Stan. I did not know that. Anyways, that's a side.
I'm old too note. Then.
Fun fact. Anyway, Trina, what were your thoughts?
I was really loving the Jules Luke of it all, because they were both going very hard and they weren't holding back. They were just saying what they needed to say. And Paige too. Paige had some bite in her too. I feel like everybody else might have been kind of just trying to get through it unscathed a little bit.
Absolutely.
Dang, that Luke Jules stuff and just throwing out misogyny immediately. I know we teased to that a little bit, but when we got a chance to watch it, pretty strong words from Jules.
Those are some biting words, man.
And
the fact of the matter is, like, I think a lot of people, correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like everyone else, like you said, other than Paige and Jules, wanted to still do the summer house. Like, they were still like, we want to still get a house shared together. We're not gonna fully like go savage. And they fully went in. And I love what Jane said yesterday about the faces. Now I got it. Like, Hannah was wanting to say a bunch of stuff, and she was
just
holding
back.
She was like,
yes, and I watched another interview with Paige that was on Instagram the other day. A dear friend, Hannah Kahn, interviewed her, and she basically said that she was like, since it's Zoom, were you guys able to text each other during the broadcast? And Paige was like, the funny thing was I was using my phone for Zoom, so I didn't see any texts come through. But after the reunion, she had like a barrage of texts from Hannah. And
sure,
now it kind of makes sense. But also, Hannah had so many like straight to camera deadpan facial expressions, like kind of one eyebrow lift and like just
Loved it.
Where I'm like, when did she have the chance? Like, was she typing while just staring at the camera, you know, from her computer? It was great. But I was like, yeah, of course they were texting each other. That's awesome.
Well, Jane, it's good to know that it seems Hannah's manned a live chat for AfterBuzz. Because if you have manned a live chat, you can type and look and comment. You are multitasking to the gods. That is funny. That is really good. Okay, so let's start at the top. So it seemed like a lot of the after show was dedicated to Amanda and Kyle. What were your thoughts about what Kyle said? Like, nobody would want to be quarantined with Amanda. What did he say? Like, what was the wording? I forgot the exact wording. But he said something shady about quarantining
Amanda?
With him. Yeah, he was like, he's like, I would never wish it upon my enemies, or I wouldn't wish it upon anyone to be quarantined with Amanda.
Which I do feel like was kind of one of those like paraphrased distilled statements that Andy kind of put in their mouths.
But he did
really say that he wouldn't, because he was like, oh, how has it been to be quarantined with, you know, someone that you're living and working with and is your significant other? And he was like, I wouldn't wish it on anyone. So then when Andy later was like, well, you said you wouldn't wish quarantining with Amanda on anyone. It was like kind of out of context.
Yeah. Or at least, like, crazy.
Rephrased to be even shadier than the right. real comment was.
Right. He wouldn't let it go. Andy just kept, I was like, this is his job to like be shady. So like, he just kept bringing it up. And you could tell Amanda was definitely going to yell at him later.
Yeah.
You just feel
100%.
It. Yeah.
You should have really just done it then. Everybody's so obvious holding back on camera because we watch them go wild every other time. So
we literally just saw her break
everything.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, we know you don't sit still. We know that's not what you do.
It's so true. Just do it. Go like ham. And like, I guess there's this idea of Zoom being professional. And it's like, people don't want that from you. Like, we want you to be savage. Because you know, when they do Real Housewives of Atlanta, those ladies are kicking over cameras. They are not professed. So we want that. Like, that's what we wanted.
Exactly. If they were in studio, they would be, you know, going crazy. People would have walked out. Luke probably would have thrown a chair and walked out. You know, that type of stuff.
Oh, that's a good question, Jane. So you think Luke would walk out? Jane, who do you think would have walked out of the reunion if it was in the clubhouse?
Like, I think, I don't know, because I would say Jules or Luke, but like, they were so in it. If anything, Luke, because sometimes he tries to like take the high road with drama where he'll just be like, I'm not, like we saw that in the finale where he was just like, whatever, Amanda, like, I don't care. So maybe he would walk out to be like chill and just like get on his motorcycle and leave. Yeah. But
or just be like over it. He's done.
Yeah. I would maybe say like Amanda.
Crying
because she I feel like there could have been a moment where she was like, I need to reapply my makeup in the bathroom or something, you know what I mean?
Sure.
I love when she said I was having a lot of trouble in my personal life, and then Andy Cohen said, isn't Kyle your personal life? I was like, wow. Andy's listening, you know, he's trying to catch all those moments. He won't let anything slide, so.
No, I wouldn't.
Trina would not.
She would not. Trina would hold everyone accountable.
What'd you say? What'd you mean?
What'd you say?
Do it.
I love that. Speaking of other people that seemed a little bit not on the same wavelength, it seems like Hannah and Luke were like, that seems like it. Like at one point he said, I have love for you, and then she said, we're just friends, and then she told him to shut up, or right, something like, she said, don't talk, Luke. Like, she seemed kind of fed up with his bullshit. And I hate to say this because I like Luke, but based on the reunion and the way he looked, I'm kind of don't find him attractive anymore at all. Like, I just don't.
I mean,
just his energy. I didn't like his energy.
It was a lot. It raised questions for me. Like, I know that they're super close, but now more than ever, it almost feels like it's a showman's. Like, maybe they had a fling in the summer and that was like genuine. Like, especially like if producers were kind of like pushing Luke on you, like how could you say no to developing something with that man? You know, like you'd have to be an idiot. But but like now that they're not really a thing afterwards, like I could see them developing something in a subsequent season again. But like it's not a substantial union at this point in time, which makes me kind of feel like it's like he's the Justin Bobby of this situation.
Totally. He totally is.
It's like, I never actually had anything with Justin, but like for everyone's real. Like, I never actually dated Justin Bobby. It's like, well, I never really dated Luke. We didn't even hook up. It's like, then why is he here just to be this hot guy on a motorcycle?
I just think it's that way, Jane. Yeah. and go ahead, Trina.
I just think it's annoying that he always goes for, I have so much love. And you're just like, you're just trying to skirt around like what is actually going on. I have so much love. That wasn't the question. We know you guys don't hate each other. Like it's fine. But, and then she's just, that's why she had that pursed lip look, because she's like, that's not the question, homie. Like, we're not trying to, this is not a therapy session. Just say the truth. And she was like, the truth is we're different people. I don't like him very much. And I think he'll cheat on me. Okay.
Wow. She really got in there.
That's what she did. And she can go her. I was not vibing with Luke. And of course, I'll just take Jules' side too, because I just assume
that is probably
accurate. Yeah. Based on all of that.
All of it. I don't feel like, again, Jules might have had a rough start. She kind of wasn't getting along with everyone. But I never pegged her as a liar. So I don't think that if she's saying my hand slipped and you forced me, or like not forced me, but like kind of made it seem like I had to hook up with your friend, I kind of side with her. But before we get to Jules, I wanted to say one more thing about Hannah and Luke. What I liked about that whole situation is when she said, and me and, you know, Trina being publicists have heard this word before, she's like, stop putting a spin on it. Like, don't put a PR spin on it. Like, say what it is. Like, you had sex with other people. Yes, you were single. But then when it came to me, there was some kind of weird block around it. And that's what, like, the way I see it is, like, imagine you hook up with someone at summer camp, and then a year and a half later, you have to go on a Zoom reunion with them. It's gonna be awkward. Like, this is what summer this is. This is adult Zoom. Summer reunion.
Oh, my gosh. Oh no, my but you're God. So right. That's right. So... Yeah.
Yeah. He was putting a spin on it. He was trying to come. Anyone, we know this from reality TV and being junkies of Bravo. If you try to be the good guy, you're going to come out looking like the bad guy.
Well, because we see everything. We see mm-hmm. all the things. Mm-hmm. What you say doesn't really matter, unfortunately.
Doesn't matter. No, yeah. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. And to that point, it's totally that. And it's like, if you try to control the narrative, it's not going to end well. Like mm-hmm. anyone trying to control a narrative or hide a certain part of themselves, we're going to get to the bottom of it, or it will be misconstrued, you know,
mm-hmm. just
absolutely. How it goes.
It's just how reality works. So let's get to
that's
Jules.
That's
reality, baby. That's the truth. I mean, it's like, cause they always say it's the editing, but the fact is Luke went in the room, called that random jump off girl and was talking to her on the phone drunk. He's done all those things.
Yeah.
So we know the things he said, even like, for example, saying, oh, she's going to end up in my bedroom, in my bed this weekend, and then playing it off like, that's what we're going to do anyway. I'm like, the way you were saying it to the boys, that is coming off very misogynist.
Yeah.
Like, you can't deny that it's coming off a little douchey. Like, I wish you would have just owned it and been like, I'm being a douche.
Yeah. Instead of playing two sides of the fence the entire time, he's trying to be this one thing. But then when he got drunk, like the jump off call you're talking about, he couldn't control the other side. He just did it. And then it's like, oh, Hannah's going to hear about this. The world is going to see this.
Yeah. Duh. I mean, it's just laughable to have someone defending that they're not a douche with a framed, signed hockey jersey behind them. But that's neither here nor there. But
no, you're right. That is neither here nor there.
Oh my God.
Okay, before we lay too much into Luke, let's move on to Jules, because she did the job for us. She was wearing royal blue and her hair looked stunning, and she came to slay. So what do you guys think about the way that she called Luke a misogynist? Have you guys ever had situations where a friend has been aggressive? Like, oh, my friend likes you, like pushing a guy onto you. Because I know that that's happened before. I have friends who like guys have called dibs on them. And I know this happens, unfortunately, with a lot of women. So what were your thoughts about Jules kind of bringing that to light? That was pretty cool, right? I thought it was neat.
Yeah, I'm glad that she brought things up that we wouldn't have seen that he's done in the real world, because why would she make that up? It's kind of obvious. Also, they're acting like this whole she hit him in the back of the head thing was like that she's the scariest, biggest fisted person in the entire universe. Like she didn't hurt you. And she, like, what are we talking about? Anyway, but yeah, I love that she brought it up, because at this point, the behavior is kind of obvious that something like that would happen, especially in a bro pack, you know? Right. And people are allowed to say, like she said, oh, they're hot. And that doesn't mean that, like, I want you to do anything about that. I just said it out loud.
Right. Right.
And that's what she was trying to say. And he was like, no, you said, and she was like, I don't even talk like that. What do we?
It's a good point. About? She doesn't talk like that. It's kind of a good point. She really doesn't speak that. She's so mouthy and like very sweet. And like the whole season has been trying to get everyone to like her. And then all of a sudden she's just going to be like, I need to fuck that guy. Like, she doesn't talk like that. So I was shocked by that. I was like, what?
Exactly.
And then what I don't like about the situation, before we get to Jane, is really quick, Lindsay defending Luke kind of blindly. She was like, well, that wasn't on camera, as if it's not a topic to discuss. And I'm like,
well, that's why he doesn't like her. So that's why they don't like each other. So they should talk about it. And Lindsay's playing that game because of her real life job. She's playing the, let's keep it on topic. Let's not veer. Please don't talk about me. Not on the show. Thank you. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. She knows she's a good publicist. Janie, yeah. What did you think about Jules?
I mean, she, like we said, she came out swinging. And I loved this moment, you know, mm-hmm. I thought it was great. And it's from her point of view, the story that she was telling, mm-hmm. like that is wrong to get mm-hmm. mad at someone for not hooking up with their friend and positioning mm-hmm. it in a way like that was misogynistic and wrong. Like, yeah, I felt like it was very like bro locker room culture and not something that should be forced on anyone. So, I mean, yeah, I'm kind of mm-hmm. team Jules on this one. Same. And I'm definitely eager to learn more.
Yeah, I can't wait for your interview because I want to get like the other side of it. Like, we obviously got her perspective, but I felt like I think that personally it would have been nice if one of the girls kind of jumped in and defended her a little more. I felt like she was kind of alone in the fight. So I wish they would have said something, but I guess they weren't there. So
that's true. But Hannah said something nice right before
she
it,
did.
Right?
She
yeah.
did.
Yeah. Right. She said like she wished that she could have just like comforted and like hugged
been there for her.
Jules
yeah.
throughout the season, which I'm also curious to ask them in general, just like, what was the experience like after the reunion being on Zoom and not being able to like hug it out and have that sort of resolution? It's just like, okay, bye, you know? And
that's true.
Like,
it's a great question.
Who FaceTimed who first after that reunion? You know what I mean? And who got left out of the FaceTime?
That Hannah and Paige were getting on that call.
Yeah.
Like minute above hanging up. It's like on the call.
Every time we do our after show, we immediately FaceTime each other.
Can you imagine if we were doing a reunion in a year of how we felt about our shows? I think we would have a lot of opinions.
Now that's a meta. That's a show within a show within a show.
It's like the quote. It's the Brene Brown quote of shows. So let's get to Lindsay now that we brought up Brene Brown. Lindsay seems so happy. She finally has an Instagram boyfriend. It seemed like Steven was holding that ring light right above her head because it was the perfect lighting. She looked stunning. The boobs were where they needed to be. She didn't really say much, but I love when Danielle showed up and then it seemed like Lindsay was a little like, she's getting her time. Like she kind of seemed I caught a little phase. So I don't know, what did you guys think about Danielle popping in? And then the fact that Carl didn't really say much of anything. What were your thoughts about the Tres Amigos?
Carl just sat there smiling.
He looked happy. His skin looked waiting. Great.
Yeah, tell us. Because all of his stuff's out on the table. What else is he going to say?
That's true.
Anyway, I thought it was funny when Lindsay, she just reacts to things because that's more people to take the screen time / more people to like, create more drama possibly for her.
True.
It was great that moment that they were doing this where they showed like Andy plus Carl plus everyone that Carl's hooked up with on the Zoom in one frame.
Messed up. It was messed up. It cracked me up.
It was so good and so like shady. It was fun. So those were like the pluses of having it be on Zoom was being able to like assort the seating arrangements, quote unquote. It was like musical chairs of shade.
True.
You know, that was great. I mean, Lindsay's obviously happy and Carl has made his apologies. And it seems like if Carl like continues on this path, him and Danielle could have a future together, maybe. Who knows?
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, Danielle made a good point.
Or maybe not. Because they only gravitate towards each other when they're drunk, but
that's what I'm saying. If he's sober, that's what I was gonna say. Like Danielle seemed like she made it very clear that she only liked Carl. She only liked nighttime Carl. She's not into daytime Carl.
And like 98% of people like how he is 98% of the time. For daytime Carl, even though, like we said, that percentage is more like 60-40 because he's mostly drunk.
He's drunk a lot. So I'm happy that he's sober. Not anymore. It's only been 2 weeks, but yeah, it's okay. Great.
He'll get there. He'll get to 90 days. He'll get there.
Exactly. Trina, did you want to make a point?
I just wanted to shout out a bunch of people that are going off in the chat.
Yeah.
So we've got Ronnie chat. Media Page spilling all the tea about all the thoughts. We've got Sal Manila. Whoa, love.
Ooh. Wait, Trina, before you move on, was that thoughts? Like T-H-O-T-S or thoughts?
No,
like
thoughts. some of them, like, Lindsay is the look and the moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think that we can leave it at that. The KA35. Mm-hmm. I wish these people would have read or listened to any of Hannah's interviews from yesterday. These people, I think, being us. Were there interviews from yesterday that we missed?
I mean, I'm texting with Hannah, so I don't know what this person is talking about, because I have a direct line to Hannah Berner.
But we will. It's a good point. We should read what she has to say.
We will.
Because I'm sure there's more for us to know than what she was holding back from that show. We've got Gene with us. Gene.
We love Gene. We love you, Gene.
Oh, it was Luke who hit Jules. Oh, if it was Luke who hit Jules, this would be a different story. Kind of what I was saying, yes, absolutely. But also more so, get over it, Luke. Even if he knocked her on the head like that, like, nobody's gonna be mad at an accidental, like, bonk on the head. Anyway.
But like a hand, if it slips off, you guys ever been in Uber? Like, they're
exactly, it's so obvious. Yeah,
it's not like you're not. I always, like, again, I'm not defending like abuse. I'm just saying if someone's doing something over and over again, or like accidental, like a slip. I mean, I don't know. I feel like he just said that because he knew that it would polarize people.
But, yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Especially because, as we know, like, he has a history with that. So yeah, it's exactly. A very sensitive subject for him. Mm-hmm. I could see it being something like, I could see his side of how he does believe that those were the intentions, but I could also see her side of, like, maybe even just in anger. Like she said, she was trying to hit the back of the Uber seat and that her hand slipped, you know?
Right. Right.
Who knows the messiness? And
why did you let them go out without cameras? I want to call Bravo and be like, we need to see the footage.
Yeah.
And then we've got Ronnie, one more thing. Lindsay is the show. And Gene also agrees. So that's what we've got. A small recap for what's going on in the chat. Keep talking to us, guys.
Wow. We love the chat going off. And I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank all of you guys for being with AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. We are going to be here with you with quarantine, with all the shows we cover. Like, subscribe, comment, and Trina will call you out in the live chat and give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. We really, truly love covering this show, and we're so thankful that we have one more episode as well. I just also want to give Carl a quick do you guys think that he just kind of felt a little awkward to say anything because he knew that he had no real defense for his behavior? Or are you guys happy with what he said and what he provided?
I was happy with it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I think there's just not much else to say.
Yeah, there isn't.
And yeah. If Andy was going to badger him for, you know, taking it into his own hands and being sober from everything that was going on, there's really nothing to badger there. It's only positive things to say. So leaving him alone is also a good call.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I love that Andy said it was one slip of the finger, the difference between you and Danielle, Lindsay. I was like, this is getting shady.
That was, yikes.
I was like, wow. Okay, so let's talk quickly about Paige and Amanda and Lindsay, and that kind of, it seemed like things got really heated. And that's when Amanda covered Kyle's mouth and said, stay out of it. So why do you guys believe that Lindsay had any good intentions, or was she really, because then Luke got involved and then it got really messy. So do you think she had any good intentions about going to Hannah and trying to get in between all of that?
Go ahead, Jane.
I thought that Lindsay's intentions were good. Didn't necessarily feel like she was doing this to like tear them apart. I think that these like alliances are what ends up happening in these shows. Yeah. Like you need someone to be there and stick up for you, you know, and we've always seen that even if no one in the cast is going to stick up for them, they like pull in someone random to like be that ally. So I think that it was like necessary for Lindsay to be there for Hannah because she also like loves Hannah. They have this like sister bond. So I thought it was good. I don't think she was ill-intentioned at all. I think she was like, just let her live her life, you know. And at the end of the day, it's like, if things are getting like too clicky, like, I don't know, switch it up.
Thank you.
That's true.
Why not? Shake it up a bit. Why not?
Yeah.
I also think it's like, everybody in one house is not always going to be together constantly all of the time. And so I get clicky because of talking behind people's backs. So I understand that part of it. But Amir, I think you've said this perhaps a million times on this show. Sometimes you do have to say things behind a back so that it doesn't escalate like things escalate with them. And you're in a house with them, so who else do you have to tell?
Right.
So yes, of course, like try not to talk trash, but sometimes you have to get things off of your chest. So I think it doesn't come from this place of malice when they do that. I just think that it's people being stuck in a house trying to figure out how to best handle the situation.
It's a lot of situations. And the
tons
fact is
of
Lindsay,
situations.
Tons of situations in every corner. And Lindsay's approach and her delivery is not always the best. It's a little escalated. So I think it just comes off like really, there you go. We're selling the merch now. Activate me. Don't you activate me.
It.
Don't you do it.
Don't you do it. One thing I want to talk about that is when Hannah and Luke kind of got into it, I rewinded it once and I couldn't quite understand what made her say, shut up, Luke. Is it when Luke said, Hannah, you said something to Lindsay? Like what happened there? I just wanted to kind of, if you guys could clear that up for me. I couldn't quite figure out what made her say that.
That she was trying to, he was basically trying to say that it was her fault that they were behaving the way they were toward him, basically.
I thought it was more about what she said to Lindsay. Like he was defending Lindsay and said, Hannah said the wrong things to Lindsay. Is that, Jane, could you clear it up for us? What made her say, shut up, Luke? I got a little confused there. I was like, what happened?
I'd have to watch again.
Yeah, I don't exactly remember.
Sorry. I feel like it I think what it was no, you're fine. It was, I think Trina's right. It was that situation. I think what you said is correct. Where Luke was kind of like trying to defend, Hannah was trying to defend Luke. And then like, that's how he got involved with all the girls. And then she told him to shut up, which I was like, whoa, that escalated quickly.
Cause now she doesn't care. Yeah. She's like, oh, I can be done defending you to these people. Perfect.
Yeah. Great. Cause she's not going to get the D anyway. So.
Nor does she even care at this point.
She doesn't care. She's like, she's like, I'm on the show because I have all my other businesses. I don't need Luke. Like, we're good. I love that. But let's get, so in the beginning, we talked about our favorite fashion moments, but let's like talk about the fashion individually. There was some great fashion, and even Andy wore a really ugly polo hoodie that was, you know, Andy looked like the word lacrosse again. And I was like, all right, well. That's
interesting.
Yeah, he said he did it for Carl.
He did it for Carl. And then Carl wore the most understated blue I've ever seen anyone wear on Summer House.
Think that's what he needed to do.
Very
he
somber.
Needed to just blend down and not, and just sit there. Mm-hmm. I liked
it. He did a good job. He did a great job.
I thought he looked great. Mm-hmm. And he looked healthy and happy, I thought.
Mm-hmm. Janie, what about you? What were some of your fashion moments?
Well, like I said, I loved Jules's dress. That was beautiful. I thought that Paige's dress worked for her. I liked that she was like getting really dramatic with it.
Exactly.
And that like she already chose her dress before quarantine. So like it wasn't going to stop her now is at least what I feel like she said. But like I wouldn't have worn that dress. It felt a little bit like Southern Charm in my mind, but like for her, I thought it was a good, like dramatic moment. So loved that. And I liked how Hannah's red looked on screen. Like she really popped. And same with Lindsay. Like, I feel like her neonish yellowish dress really helped her glow. It was like reflecting onto her face with that zoom light and everything.
True.
But I would have to say my favorite was Jules.
Yeah, I like Jules too. I agree. I think it was like royal blue. She like was the cool girl that just didn't care. Like the energy she brought into the reunion literally was not the BDE energy that she had at the reunion, was nowhere found on the show. Like she came in there and she was like, I don't need any of y'all. I'm Jules. I'm wearing royal blue. Like, I don't give a crap.
Now she's watched it and she's like, oh.
These people don't like me.
I need to speak up. Mm-hmm. And she did that. But I'm kind of glad she wasn't like that in the house. It would have caused a lot more problems. A
lot of problems. Who would have thought the girl that fell over the first episode is now handling the reunion? And I think she's my, you know, bad girl of the reunion. She killed it.
Yeah.
I think she really brought it for us. And But yeah, any final thoughts about the reunion while we wrap up?
I thought it was great. It was a beautiful resolution. It was what we needed. I'm eager to learn more from Jules about that main drama. Other than that, I thought it was what we needed. They didn't answer the one question that we all wanted to know, which is like, is it going to be fall house, winter house, spring house? When are we going to see another show? But it seems like they all hear whether or not they're filming in June, and then they start filming in July. So, I mean, who knows how they'll feel in June, but I guess at this point they wouldn't have known anyway if they're going to be shooting yet until June.
Very true.
Yeah, but we want to know.
I know. Absolutely. It's a good point. I would watch a winter house. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'd watch any house. Whatever.
There you go. I like your attitude, Trina. I'm into
what
it.
What it is, really, who cares? At this point, we're living in all seasons anyway.
I know. We are all in it.
Personally excited for what's your name? Jane. Jane's interviews.
We forgot Paige Jane's name.
And
Jules
coming
we
up.
We only talk every day.
Exactly. Her name, unbeknownst to me, Jane's interviews with Paige and Jules. What time are they at, Jane? We got 2 and 3, right? 2 p.m., 3 p.m.?
So Jules is at 2:20 and Paige is at 2:40.
Okay, 2:20 Pacific on this channel.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all.
Love it.
I will be tuning
in.
Same. We need to know, Jane. Do what all of us need from you. We need these answers.
We need answers.
We need the answers. I need mostly Jules' answers. I want to know about this Luke scenario.
I know.
And I want to know if she really feels the same way that Carl feels, how they're going to be friends forever. I want to know.
And I want to know from Paige her thoughts on the Hannah Luke relation.
Yes.
She will tell you.
She didn't hand us that much during that. So yeah, we need to know 100%. So I'm excited for that. Everybody tune in, please.
Yes. Comment and ask Jane your questions. And we have a bunch of questions that you guys asked from before. So Jane will try to get to all of those as well.
Yes.
Amazing. Well, I mean, listen, the reunion, let's give Summer House a break. They're the first Zoom reunion for Bravo. I'm sure they're going to get the hang of it, and things are going to get even more shady. So tune in to, I know Real Housewives of Atlanta is doing it, so, and they're all going to be doing, Vanderpump's doing one. So they'll get better. They'll get the hang of it, but I think they did a stellar job, and I'm here for it. So that's all we've got until our Secrets Revealed episode next week, Wednesday at 10, honey. We're going to get into some secrets. I hope we hear a little more about this Uber ride from hell. So we will see.
For real.
In the meantime, Janie, where can they find you?
On all the things, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, at Jane Johnson, JOHNSEN _ is the handle.
Love it. Handle it.
Handle it. Y'all can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Hey Trina Dong. Amir?
You can find me at AmirYoss_ on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And you know what? If Bravo doesn't do this winter house, maybe the three of us will do it with a bunch of AfterBuzz hosts. Who knows? So, you know what? Maybe it's in our tarot cards. Who knows?
Please, no. Oh my God. Please, it's not.
I love you guys all. Go see Jane's interviews today at 2:20, 2:40 with Jules and Paige. It's going to be dope. And we will see you next week. Be safe. Mwah. Bye. Mwah.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.